Welcome into another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. It's Tuesday, April 15th, 2014. I'm your host, J.R. Davis. Today, my guest is Republican strategist Brian Sanders, and we'll be discussing recent poll numbers in the Arkansas U.S. Senate race, among other topics. But first things first, here are a few headlines. A judge is allowing the Arkansas Republican Party to take part in a lawsuit over how to count absentee ballots for Arkansas's new voter ID law. At issue, the state election board decided to give extra time to absentee ballots mailed in without a photo ID. Now, the Pulaski County Election Commission disagrees with that, arguing the voter ID law passed last year does not allow for that extra time. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel's office, if you remember correctly, in February actually issued a legal opinion saying that he agreed with the Pulaski County Election Commission along those lines. Now he's defending that law, but the GOP says it needs to be involved too, citing politics.
The reality is that a Republican legislature put that law into effect over the veto of a Democrat governor, and the AG is a Democrat. So the elephant in the room is whether or not it's political, and I think a lot of people perceive that it is.
The judge gave all parties until Friday to submit their arguments. The primary is set for May 20th, but early voting starts in just 3 weeks. Sunday in Little Rock, in one of the most closely watched Senate races nationwide, Republican candidate Tom Cotton challenging Democratic incumbent Mark Pryor to a series of unmoderated long-form debates, you know them better as Lincoln-Douglas debates, across the entire state. At the Republican Party's headquarters, Cotton stepped up to the podium, saying Arkansans deserve to hear from the candidates in the race directly in an unfiltered forum. Cotton proposed 5 debates in different regions of the state over the next 6 months leading up to Election Day. Take a listen.
So what do you say, Senator Pryor? You and me alone, 5 times, all around Arkansas, no moderator, speaking directly to each other and to the voters. I look forward to your reply.
Senator Pryor's camp responding to the challenge, saying, quote, Mark looks forward to debating Congressman Cotton at the appropriate time and in a format where voters statewide can finally hear Mr. Cotton's explanation for recklessly voting to turn Medicare over to insurance companies, cut benefits, and raise the age to 70 for Social Security and Medicare, end quote. Cotton says he does propose having a timekeeper for the debate to make sure both sides get an equal allotment of time. Pryor's camp says the senator does plan to debate Cotton, but that details still need to be worked out. All right, joining me now is Brian Sanders, a partner with the Wickers Group. A little thing about Brian before we get started. Brian has worked in numerous state and national campaigns, including Governor Mike Huckabee's campaign for president in 2011, campaign and elections named Brian one of its rising stars of American politics, a distinction given to only 15 Republicans and 15 Democrats in the country each year. So, Brian, hey, we really appreciate your time this morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. Let's get straight to it. Obviously, one of the biggest races across the country right now, and especially in Arkansas, is the U.S. Senate race. The Wickers Group, obviously, strategic communication and polling. Let's talk a little bit about polling right now. We've seen a lot of polls lately. The one we'll concentrate right now is the Talk Business and Hendricks College poll that has Senator Pryor up about 3 points, 8% undecided. What can you make of these polls right now so early on?
Well, like you just said, it's very, very early. There's been a lot of ad dollars to spend in Arkansas, mostly negative ads by outside groups. Tom Cotton's campaign, in my view, is doing very well. He's raising money. He's very disciplined. He's not making any mistakes. And the time will come where he'll be able to introduce himself to the electorate across Arkansas. He's got a very compelling story to tell. And I think this is going to be a good year for Republicans. I think the enthusiasm is definitely on the Republican side. So, yeah, right now, Pryor may be up a couple points statewide, but I think advantage Cotton by the time November comes around.
And obviously, Brian, you're a Republican consultant, and I know you've kind of kept your ear to the ground on all this stuff, keeping an eye on it. But when you look at Congressman Cotton, I think around the state, people are still trying to figure out who Congressman Cotton is. For those in maybe Northeast Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, do you think right now the race is messaging him first? You know, the Pryor group trying to do their best to paint him as an extremist. You know, Cotton's campaign trying to do the opposite and obviously show his story, which he has. I mean, is that the race right now of just messaging that?
You always want to try to define your opponent
right.
First on your terms, and so that's smart for Pryor and Democrats to be attacking Cotton early and defining him, or at least attempting to define him before he's able to define himself. But ultimately, Arkansas is not a very expensive state when it comes to the cost of media, the cost mm-hmm. of television, radio. Cotton will have more than enough resources to get his message out. And again, he's got a very compelling personal story to tell about the sacrifices he made to serve our country in the military and in Iraq. And I think ultimately, in what I believe will be a Republican year, Tom Cotton's going to win that race for U.S. Senate.
Well, it's obviously a lot of money being poured into this state from outside groups. We've seen a lot of ads from those groups targeting both candidates, not just in the Senate race, but of course in the gubernatorial race too. One I do want to concentrate it on is one of the latest ads attacking Tom Cotton and his dealing with insurance companies. We saw the Washington Post put this out saying that for Pinocchio's, that it's just absolutely a false ad. But you continue to see something like that run across the airwaves. So my question, I think a lot of people wonder, obviously negative ads work, just if you look at the money behind them. But is there a certain point where, I mean, where's the accountability in these attack ads? I mean, pretty much you can put whatever's out there, and once it's out there, you know, you really can't apologize for it. It's just out there.
Yeah, there is some truth to that. Now, it's harder for a campaign's ads to get pulled than it is for an outside group. Mm-hmm. An outside group, there's a higher threshold. And I would not at all be surprised to see the Cotton campaign or the Republican Party of Arkansas file a complaint to get those ads pulled. Because like you said, there's some claims that are made in that ad that are completely false about Tom Cotton.
And with your dealings with something like this, what's in play? I mean, obviously you can... You can file a complaint and get those ads pulled. But again, when you have people, and we talked about it earlier, a race to define a candidate, when something's already out there, you know, when people see these ads for the first time, and maybe that's their only clear picture of a candidate. I don't know if you use clear loosely, but that's their only picture of a candidate. I mean, where is the accountability in that? And obviously, you work closely with this. What can you tell us?
Well, that's been one of the... consequences mm-hmm. of all these campaign finance reforms that you've seen. It's basically driven a lot of the money underground, and so you now have outside groups or unlimited that can receive unlimited donations that are attacking candidates, and oftentimes they're attacking them with false claims. And so, unfortunately, that's been the result of our campaign finance reforms in this country. Is instead of campaigns having to run ads and be accountable for the ads they run, outside groups can run those ads, and there's really no accountability at all.
Brian, other than maybe the polling, what's the biggest misconception maybe people have right now that you looking kind of from the outside looking in? I mean, what's the biggest misconception right now in these races?
Well, I think there's a lot of time between now and Election mm-hmm. Day, and Tom Cotton is relatively new to politics in Arkansas. He served one term in Congress. Now he's running statewide for the very first time. And so it takes a while to introduce yourself statewide. And in a state like Arkansas, it's a small state, and retail politics matter. So I think the more Tom Cotton is campaigning around the state, getting in front of voters and introducing himself, the better he's going to do. Mark Pryor, he and his family have been around for a long, long time in Arkansas, and the fact that he's only polling at about 43 or 44% right now should be very concerning to his campaign, because he's universally known in this state, and if that's his ceiling, 43, 44%, he's going to have a very, very difficult time winning in November.
Hit on the governor's race for just a minute. We'll kind of talk about the primary right now. We're seeing Asa running against Curtis Coleman. Obviously, a lot of people have Asa winning that, but kind of talk about that race right now and what people need to keep an eye on.
I think the race for governor is going to be very, very close all the way through until the end. I do believe this is a year that's going to favor Republicans, like I said. And in large part, it's because of Obama. I think Republicans have President Obama to thank for all the success we've had the last couple election cycles in Arkansas in 2010 and 2012. You look at Obama's approval rating in the state of Arkansas, it's anywhere from the mid to high 30s to the low 40s. He's extremely unpopular. And for anybody running with a D next to their name in Arkansas this year, I would be very, very concerned about my prospects in November, given what Obama's done to the Democrat Party brand in the state.
Let me ask you this question. This is kind of interesting. You have Mike Ross and you have Mark Pryor. Both Democrats, but it seems the state seems to be more receptive to Ross than Pryor, at least when you're looking at the races. And you talked about the governor's race, one of those races going down to the wire. What are the differences between those two candidates, in your opinion?
Well, Mark Pryor is better known than Mike Ross, having been in the U.S. Senate now for a number of years, mm-hmm. coming from a political family. His father, of course, was governor, and a senator as well. And so the Pryor name in this state is universally known. Mike Ross, on the other hand, was a congressman for the 4th District. Mm-hmm. This is his first time running statewide. So much like Tom Cotton, he's going to have to introduce himself to a lot of folks around the state that don't yet know him. And so I look at that as probably the biggest difference between those two candidates.
Okay. All right. Brian Sanders, a Republican strategist with the Wickers Group and in Little Rock now. We appreciate your time today. Really great insight. Appreciate that.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. This has been another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. I'm your host, J.R. Davis, for Director Jeff Campbell. We'll see you next time.
This production is copyright 2014 by Nexstar Broadcasting Group. All rights reserved.